Hunter, of course, for catching you here before you do head off to the Shrine Bowl here. And, of course, you found out last December, early January, actually, that you were going to be in the Shrine Bowl. And going back there to that selection there, when you were the last name, of course, I think they went, of course, went alphabetically, but you were the last one to be announced as a selection. What was that, moment like for you?
It was kind of crazy. I was actually at basketball practice when they were kind of saying what the roster would be like, so I didn't know, and then I looked at my phone after, and there were a bunch of calls and texts of people congratulating me, so then I know I got in, but I hadn't seen the video until a couple days later, so...
A little bit more on the Shrine Bowl coming up here in a little bit, but to kind of reflect on your time in Scott City, you've had a pretty fun run here, been a part of some pretty special teams, football, basketball, track, multi-sport athletes there, and maybe a little bit more football side. Reflect on your time as a Scott City Beaver football player.
There's definitely kind of an honor to play for Scott City. We've had a lot of good teams coming in. I looked up to my brothers a lot. My oldest brother won state his senior year, and my younger brother was on that team as well. And so I just think there's definitely something of wearing that blue that kind of gives you a little bit of pride to be a Beaver.
Get the selection here. It looks like you're going to be number 51. I think I saw yesterday, the other day on the thing. So I'm assuming you're probably going to be a linebacker then.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be running the ball much unless there's a fumble.
Or you're going to recover the fumble and run it back, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
But, I mean, but this is, of course, for a great cause here. But, you know, that you were moved to linebacker your senior year, and so – how comfortable were you playing that position after maybe just 1 year at it?
I feel like I was pretty comfortable, especially I just kind of had to learn some technique. But the 2 years before, I was playing at safety, and it's basically linebacker just 10 yards away from the ball instead of like three or four. So a lot of things were the same, but a little bit of kind of reading the line was definitely a change for me.
The rosters have changed a little bit since the original lineup came up here. Of course, you've played against some of these. You've known probably some of these opponent or that are going to be on your team here on the west side. Have you had much contact with some of your future teammates for the week?
I've talked to one guy a little bit, just kind of asking him what's going on. And I remember I went to a banquet a couple months ago now, and they said, The team that wins every year is the team that can bond the quickest and who can really get that kind of brotherly bond. It's easy in Scott City because we lift every day together for the whole summer, and, you know, we're with each other all the time. So it'll definitely be a change.
Of course, there's a little family tradition, I guess you could say, for you guys, for you, Hunter, in the Shrine Bowl. Your dad played in that, and I believe it was 1991, looking back at it. Have you asked him or gotten his kind of knowledge of what his memories are from playing in the Shrine Bowl?
I've asked him several questions, and he said his favorite part was actually seeing the kids that they were helping with this game. There's like a big banquet, and we just get to go and talk to those who are really in need of the Shriners and just showing the effect that the Shriners have on their lives, and I'm sure that'll probably be the best part for me as well.
You know, the competitive side of you, of course, wants to win, though, but you, of course, it is for the Shriners, it's for the kids there, and how much of that do you kind of look forward to really kind of hearing from some of those Shriners kids?
Well, I've talked to lots of people who have played, and that's definitely the biggest part, and a lot of them said it's really life-changing and kind of humbling, and just, you know, we're really blessed to be able to play football, and I'm pretty sure, like, the motto is strong legs run so weak legs can walk, and that's just really huge to think about how we can help other people.
And it's going to be a little different this year, the Shrine Bowl, of course, because of COVID-19, and didn't know if it was going to happen for a while there because they were looking to move it at a different location. Now it's back into Topeka there at Hummer Sports Park, but it's going to be a little different. Normally the West practices at Slide, and the East practices, I believe, probably at Emporia or I think Ottawa. I think last few years they've practiced there, but y'all are going to be in the same hotel room, the East and West, all week. You're probably going to be sharing the practice field, maybe, of course, at different times. So that's got to be kind of an interesting part to be a part of this year.
Yeah, I'm not sure how big the rivalry will be, I guess, but I'm sure it'll be definitely a fun experience.
Shrine Bowl coming up here July 18th. This should be a fun experience for you. Of course, You're going to be hanging up the cleats after that, but what's it going to be like putting on that light blue helmet with the OSC decal on it one final time?
Oh, I went and got my helmet yesterday, and I think I've put it on 3 or 4 times already. It's just definitely this feeling that I love of putting it on and seeing the face mask on the other side. It's just awesome. It's definitely my favorite sport by far.
You're not going to be playing sports after high school, and of course graduated here a month ago. What are your plans?
I'm going to go to BYU Idaho and major in ag business and hopefully become a crop duster. So,
all right. Well, I know your summer job, you're kind of learning that a little bit, aren't you?
Yep, definitely.
All right. Well, Hunter, thanks again, as always, for everything here. Good luck to you, and hope you have a great experience at the Shrine Bowl coming up here.
Yeah, thanks. You too, Adam.